The Biden administration's expensive efforts at beefing up the IRS's ability to target wealthier Americans has finally netted a return on that investment, a return that will fund the government for a whole 90 minutes. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. You may recall that back when the Inflation Reduction Act, yeah, funny name for a bill, the Inflation Reduction Act passed, it included $80 billion in new funds for the IRS. Now, Congress would later actually pull back about $20 billion of that as part of the debt ceiling deal last year. But that original $80 billion investment was supposed to allow the IRS to hire up to 87,000 new workers, increase the agency's enforcement budget by about 70%, and somehow punish rich tax cheats, but while leaving the rest of us untouched. Now, that was probably never going to happen, but the Congressional Budget Office estimated back when the bill passed that that new funding for the IRS would bring in around $200 billion in new revenue eventually, over 10 years. Now, $204 billion in new revenue for an $80 billion spend sounds like a pretty good deal, but those numbers aren't really what's going to end up happening, of course, because lots of that money is supposed to come from people who probably don't want to pay it or don't even know that they owe it in the first place. And raising the burden for tax compliance for individual taxpayers and small businesses was always going to come with added costs. Now, all of those caveats aside, the IRS now says that it has generated a significant return from its attempt to crack down on wealthier taxpayers with unpaid taxes. In a press release last week, the IRS said that it's stepped up activity targeting about 1,600 individuals with incomes of over $1 million has resulted in $1 billion in new revenue for the federal government. Well, congratulations. $1 billion is what they've been able to generate from all of that new spending, all of the new hires. And $1 billion is about the amount of money that the U.S. government spends every hour and a half. So let's do the math on that. The U.S. government spent about $6.1 trillion with a T last year. That's an unfathomably large number. You literally cannot imagine what $6 trillion looks like all piled up. So if we break it down into slightly more manageable but still completely unfathomable totals, it looks like this. That translates to about $16.7 billion with a B per day, or if you prefer, $700 million every hour. So against the federal government's insatiable appetite for spending, even unfathomably large numbers like $1 billion are reduced to mere rounding errors. So that means that that additional $1 billion that has been brought in, good enough to fund the government for right around 90 minutes. $1 billion in new revenue comes from payments made by about 1,200 individuals, according to the IRS. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says in a press release that the increased work means that those with past due tax bills from high-end taxpayers are no longer being left on the table like they were too often in the past. Now look, of course, everyone should pay the amount of tax that they legally owe, and not one penny more. And yes, $1 billion in additional revenue does bring the federal books slightly closer to balancing. But this announcement, I think, mostly serves to underscore just the massive size of America's fiscal problems and the utter inability to solve them by closing the so-called tax gap, by collecting the money that some people just aren't paying. The federal government is on pace to run a deficit of $2 trillion this year and a cumulative deficit of $20 trillion in the next decade. Closing that gap requires a complete rethinking of what we spend money on, of how the government operates, a complete overhaul of the federal budget, and a rethinking, frankly, of the entire role of government. Indeed, the fact that this $1 billion comes from wealthy taxpayers with known tax debts means that it was really the easiest money to go out there and get. And again, the federal government's going to chew through all of it in less time than it would take you to watch the movie Jaws. Harvesting that extra revenue, of course, wasn't cheap either. As I pointed out at the beginning, taxpayers have ponied up an additional $60 billion, $80 billion minus the $20 billion that was taken away, $60 billion in new revenue for the IRS in recent years. According to the New York Times, about $6 billion of that has already been spent. So taking the amount of money that's collected as a result of this stepped up enforcement from $1 billion up to $200 billion is going to require going after a lot more Americans. It's going to mean going after small businesses. It's going to mean going after taxpayers who don't earn $1 million a year. And indeed, if you look at the IRS's track record, that's the majority of the audits and enforcement actions that are already taken are mostly targeting low and middle income taxpayers. So that sooner or later is going to have to happen anyway. You should also wonder if maybe the country would be better off if that money, that extra money, remained in the hands of productive people rather than being swallowed up by the federal government, though that's really a discussion for another day. The bottom line is that sending the IRS to dig through the proverbial couch cushions of the wealthiest Americans, and probably a lot of less than wealthy people too down the road, all of this is only going to create a lot of headaches for people who, in most cases, didn't intend to underpay their tax bills or are not openly trying to cheat the system. It will give the IRS, of course, the occasional opportunity to issue press releases like this, just bragging about how well it's doing the basics of its own job. But I stress that we really should pay attention to the numbers that are reported here, because again, let's say that they do end up netting somehow magically that extra $200 billion that was promised. That's still not even close to what would be necessary to closing the budget deficit over the long term. And the $1 billion that they've gotten so far, sure, congratulations to the IRS for collecting that extra money that was owed from people who hadn't paid it. But all they've actually done is fund the government for an additional 90 minutes. They've put off the deficit reckoning for an additional hour and a half. I'm not sure that that is worth what we've spent to increase the IRS's ability to go after you, me, and everyone else. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. You can check out more of our coverage of this issue along with everything else going on around the country this week at Reason.com. And catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.